Good morning is coming up on 845 at 97.9 The Hill and another special guest studio day because it is Thursday and it's time for This is Tourism, a weekly presentation of the local impact of tourism in our community presented by the Orange County Visitors Bureau. I have here in the studio today a special guest. Haven't seen her in a while. She's a Tar Heel born and bred. Missy Julian Fox grew up in her parents' clothing store. Julian's on Franklin Street downtown. Missy cares about children, education, and access that continues to be a lifelong passion. She cares about Carolina. She authored a couple of children's books, didn't you?
Yes.
Goodnight Carolina and Road Trip Carolina, illustrated by her good friend Elaine O'Neill. Right across the old North State, which is the Road Trip Carolina reference. Today you can find Missy at the UNC Visitors Center. And when you go, be sure that you are ready for a conversation, because Missy will tell you everything good about Chapel Hill. She creates engaging and innovative programming as director to connect people to the university and Chapel Hill. She's been in this role for the last 10 years. Welcome, Missy.
Thanks, Ron. It's so nice to be with you again.
It is good to see you. And there are folks out there who, we might find a few of them hiding under rocks who don't know you.
Oh.
But I think everybody pretty much knows who you are.
Well, you and I have been around the block in this town for a long, long time.
Well, you've been here longer than I have.
Happily together.
Been here your entire life. But tell us about the UNC Visitors Center, and how do the people you serve experience the university and our town?
I have to start to say publicly that it has really been a privilege to be in this place in our town, but serving the university at the UNC Visitors Center. And what we do is interpret to the public, to all these visitors that are coming, what the university is about. And you can't do that without also bringing in the town, since we're happily and still so connected.
One and the same in a lot of ways.
Yes, absolutely. And so the people that come, the tourists, there are lots of different people that the UNC Visitor Center serves, both on campus and in town. And I think our job is to bring the town to the university and the university to the town. Mm-hmm. We're in a very unique position. I think it's easy to think or be unaware of the impact of all these visitors on our town. I know I used to think, it seems kind of slow, or I don't have anybody coming to my house to stay. Mm-hmm. And so you may not be aware of the number, the diversity of the visitors, why they're coming. It has really been enlightening to me. We serve typically anywhere between 27,000 to 30,000 people are coming just to UNC Visitors Center.
Now, who are these people?
There is no one person. Mm-hmm. There is a very long, long, full-page list that I made not too long ago. They are coming. They're international. They're people that love to explore college campuses. Of course, they're families. They're sports fans. They're alums. They're historians. They love to explore. Our campus is a living history book of American history, for heaven's sakes. Mm-hmm. They are coming because it's beautiful. They're coming because the people are so nice. And I think that if there's one common thread that everyone will say is that it's the people that make the difference. And you and I know that. I think all of us know that in our heart. But it's wonderful.
Well, all of these people coming in here just make a huge economic impact on our community. They come here. They come to the UNC Visitor Center specifically, you talked about, and they spend money while they're here.
They do. And they're going to have lunch. They're going to spend the night. They're going shopping. And so our reputation as a community and as a university is literally being carried all over the world, person by person by person.
Do you, as long as you've been doing this for a decade, and
yes,
of course you've been an ambassador for Chapel Hill for your whole life.
But
do you have a favorite story when it comes to some of your visitors who've come here from someplace else?
Oh, my gosh. I think every day brings a favorite story. And I will say that every day I learn something new about the university, our community, our impact. There's just so much to be excited about, and for all of us to feel such pride in. So every day,
yeah.
A few days ago, we had a couple come in and they said, "Oh, we've never been here before. We've heard a lot about it." And I think part of our job at the visitor center is to really make the match, listen to the people, and what aspect of the university can we share with them.
And I like your answer when you said every day this is a favorite story.
Yes, absolutely there is.
It's obviously you love your job.
It's very exciting.
We have these people coming in from all over America and all over the world.
All over the globe.
But also, I want to know, how can the local community engage with the UNC Visitor Center and support you year-round?
And thank you for asking that, because I think the UNC Visitor Center is absolutely a resource for the community and also depends on the community. Mm-hmm. So people can help us by sending people to us. You know, we're tucked right now inside the Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center. And so it's not an intuitive place to go to a visitor center. And so people can refer them to us. And then happily, in my 10 years, I'm seeing more and more and more of our local community take part in our programming. For instance, on most Fridays during the school year, we have these Priceless Gem Tours, which I named because there's a different expert giving a tour of our campus with a focus on a particular subject.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
a lot of smart people in our community.
Yes,
and so much to talk
so
about.
So many. And again, that list is endless. And so those tours, all our tours, usually have a mix of local people, old timers, newcomers, students, faculty, staff. And so I look at that when I welcome everyone, which I like to do at the very beginning. And it is a microcosm of life in Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
Which is really unique and special and wonderful. And so when you pepper in those visitors, those guests, and they get an experience that is really meaningful, and they've learned something, and they have bumped up against the people that live here,
mm-hmm.
That's what makes their experience so incredibly rich. And, you know, those of us that live here, we get it all the time.
Yeah.
But sometimes I know in my own mind and heart, I forget sometimes.
Yeah, so we need to avoid taking it all for granted, because
yes,
it really is a special
yes
community. But I can't think of a better ambassador for not only the university, but also the town of Chapel Hill. I don't think I've ever seen you when you didn't have on some Carolina blue.
It's probably true.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Ron. I really appreciate it. Go Heels.
Missy Julian Fox, thank you for joining us on This is Tourism, my conversation with Missy, director of the UNC Visitor Center. You can find our conversation along with photos, stay right there if you would, along with information about the center on my page, The Ron Studd Show. Find it on the on-demand section of chapelbrew.com. Join me next week right here on the Hill, next Thursday, for another interview with another special guest who shapes the experience of visitors to our community.
These are the voices of tourism.
People will try and walk in and actually ask for Chef Vimala.
Saw almost 400% increase in foot traffic.
Everybody excited and happy to see that hotel very full.
We're going to share some funny anecdotes about some of our characters and visitors who come in, right, Maria?
Yes.
And we smile and we say, please come back, and they do.
This is why tourism matters. Tune in on Thursday mornings to the Ross Sutt Show for This is Tourism.